Welcome and breathe in air. Abstract Illusions Radio, the show that explores and exposes the many aspects of expression, with your host, Jennifer Hellman. Good evening, everyone. This is Jennifer Hellman, and tomorrow is a new moon, and I'm already feeling the great vibes from it. This week has been quite the energetic ride. We were riding off of an exact Uranus and Saturn conjunction, which is really pulling us in two different directions. But tonight, I'm opening the phone lines. I had a guest scheduled, and he decided to flake out on. If you want to talk about, if you want to know what's going on, I will do questions. If you want me to talk about, you know, Virgo and the new moon, I mean, it is a very powerful new moon in Virgo tomorrow, and it's a great day if you want to do an abundance check, which is basically writing a check on a regular check. You will not void this. You do not date this. And you make the checkout to yourself. In the portion that where you put the amount, you say paid in full. Underneath where you write out the amount, you also put paid in full. Then you sign it, Law of Abundance. And you hide it. Just put it away, forget about it. I actually did it last month on the new moon. And it was amazing how much more money came in. So, doesn't hurt to try. I've done it in the past. It's one of those things you really can do every new moon if you don't mind doing that with a check. It's really not a waste of a check because it really does bring in, a lot more money, I am finding. And, it's always a good thing to do. The new moon tomorrow is in Virgo. It really is one that's really going to show us all our bad habits that we really still need to change. And that will show us what we have done that's working. It's really an inspiration of power of perception and discrimination. That's what Virgo is all about. It really is known for being the perfectionist. But really, the energy now is such that the energy of September 9th really was a changing point. And it was a point that it's either you got on the wagon or you stayed off. And most people listening to the show, I am sure, are on that wagon. So things are shifting. Final cleanup. And I myself am seeing a lot of shifts the last couple weeks, this last week. Days where I felt really, really tired. And it's all part of the shifting that's going on. So if you're feeling tired, if you have aches and pains, your feet hurt, if you're just feeling a little off, the flu is going along, so I'm not going to say don't go to your doctor. If you really feel like there's something up, please go check. But a lot of this stuff, it's time for a good cleanse. I mean, I am drinking some really wonderful water that's cleansing me out, and it's a good time to just purify everything. That's what Virgo is about. That's what September is about. It's purification and really finding out, setting those intentions, setting those seeds. The next, you know, Libra is one of those balances, so if you really want to clarify next month, it's going to balance out exactly what you want, and then it's all going to start rolling really, really quick. The readings that I've been doing recently really have focused a lot of positive things coming to fruition more the latter part of October and in November. And I'm really just thinking there's some fine-tuning that's going to be going on the first part of October to really clarify it, that this is the way you're going. Your path is being cleared out. I myself am cleaning out and selling lots of stuff or giving away a lot of stuff. And it's wonderful. I'm just looking at what I have, and it's just like not feeling it. And it's like, okay, who can I give this to? And it's really a nice energy to really refine and kind of clarify the road that we're going to go on. It's a really positive energy right now. This last week, like I said, we had the Saturn and Uranus. Actually, I believe today is the Sun opposite Uranus, which is a really powerful shift. And me, myself, and a few other people, it's like, okay, I'm not on the planet. What is going on? And I really think it's just the diverse energy that's out there that's kind of formulating and getting things kind of in place. Tonight I feel much better than I did this morning. I was all over the place this morning. I couldn't seem to focus. And that is something that Virgo really does help you with, is focus, what the goal is, and go for it. On Facebook, on a lot of the different things that I read, they're really talking about manifestation and really clarifying exactly what you want. And I can't emphasize being specific on what you want without saying how. If you want to manifest money, say you want X amount of money every month. And, you know, reaffirm and really understand that you will get it. It might take a little bit to build up. It is not going to be overnight. It might be, but for the most part, it does take time to work that up. The other thing you have to realize is you got to make sure that you are in alignment, that you're really thinking clearly, declaring it, commanding it, and understanding that you, in many ways, are really the captain of the ship these days. They're kind of like, the universe is like everyone else helping the ship to move forward, but you're the captain these days. And it's not an easy thing to really understand that you're really in charge of what you're creating. And if you get something that you're not really wanting or isn't exactly what you want, really sit down and really think and, you know, refine your selections. Good example. I just casually said, you know, I basically work my business from my home. So I would just, out of the blue, just say, I wouldn't mind having a part-time or a job outside my home just to get out of the house and just be more involved with humanity. 2 days later, I get a message from a friend saying she knows somebody that's looking for someone. And today I was talking to the person. I'm not sure it's going to work out. But overall, instant manifestation. You want something, be really, really sure these days. It's what you want, especially with this moon. You really need to clarify, refine, and understand that this new moon is really powerful for your beginnings, for the next long time. So it is a really good time to understand what you want. And there's a lot of different aspects that are associated with this. Like I said, Saturn, which is a taskmaster, it is the restrictor. It is the one that really hones in, is really right on the Sun this time. So when you're putting it out there, it's being, okay, this is what you want, this is what you're going to get. And it's putting it in that box. So be very sure what you want. The other thing that's really working in this one is Chiron, which is really the transformative ruler of Virgo. The power of Chiron teaches and infuses us with the wisdom that really is at work with this new moon. It teaches us through our emotions and feelings. So if you all of a sudden feel really uncomfortable, see what it's about. You need to face these emotions And it isn't easy. The last several weeks, I know for myself, I've had literally all my patterns shown up so I could see it, relive it, understand it, see how I can change it, and move forward. But was I in the best of moves to see all the negative patterns that I've created in the past? No, it wasn't an easy time, but I knew it was really important for me to be in that space, to understand what the past had, what I had created in the past that I was now seeing, to clear it out and decide new beginnings and new ways of doing it. Chiron right now is also part of a triple conjuncture with Neptune, which is the illusion, the dreams, very spiritual sign, and Jupiter. Now, Jupiter right now is in retrograde, and it comes out of retrograde in October, which is like, okay, we all can breathe again. Things will really start moving forward once that happens. The other thing that Mercury is in retrograde, so this really is a good time to replan, rethink, re-navigate what direction you want to go into. It is in retrograde till the 29th, and I generally tell people give it a few days after that before you really see changes. If you feel like your phone is going fluey and your internet is making no sense and freezing up, like it really does these days on Facebook, at least I've noticed it, don't be concerned. Say, okay, that's Mercury, and just do what you need to do to keep going, and it will clear up. It is really a great time to really see the possibilities of what a great life you are now creating for your future. And it really is a great time to really create that perfection, that balance that our body truly wants to have, what our souls are truly wanting us to experience. Our paths are really unfolding in front of us. There's a lot of people that I've been talking to, and it's like, well, this opportunity is coming, but it doesn't feel right. And I said, well, refine what you want and see what really happens. Understand, if you close one door, another door is going to open. But you got to make sure the door to the past is shut. Done, deal, lock it. Keep the memories to a minimum of only the good things. Keep the lessons so you don't have to go through it again. For the most part, really acknowledging what you learn in a lesson is huge. And I tend to write down my lesson. Okay, this is a pattern I'm seeing. This is what I'm getting from it. This is what I was attempting to get. And it isn't quite what I want. So let's refine it and make it a little different so perhaps I don't really get exactly what I want. Affirmations, also very good. I tend to put little notes everywhere just so I can just glance on them, because your subconscious is what rules you. And these days, it's pretty much being cleared out. So you want to reprogram that empty subconscious with really positive thoughts, or hand over, you know, your soul. Have it run your subconscious or your higher self to run it, and make sure it's just really clear, pure, beautiful, loving energy. If you want kindness, give kindness. If you want love, guess what? You have to give love. And I've noticed that, you know, truly, and I've known this all along, but the more energy, negative energy you put out, guess what? Even if it's not really what you want to do, but something happens and it just throws you off a little bit, you will get that back in some ways. And sometimes it's just people disappearing on you. And to me, that's, you know, somebody just disappearing after you've had a conversation, that's not the best situation you want to have. That's not the reaction you want to have. Now we really are looking for connection. This is really the beginning of the Aquarian, with North Node being in Aquarius, which is all about the balance of the individual plus the interaction with humanity. So you're groups are very important, but also keeping your individuality within the group is huge right now. And right now, it's a time to really reflect on what that individual true self, authentic self, is. It is a wonderful time to really understand who and what you are. I myself have been listening and watching a lot of positive, very positive information on manifestation and creating. And we do have Jackie is on the phone. Hi, Jackie. How are you?
Hi, I'm doing great. How are you?
Just fine. What would you like to talk about, or do you have a question?
Yes, I do. And I just wanted to say that it's like all the major planets are on my major points of my chart right now.
How fun.
And, yeah, it's really been so much fun to watch. My midheaven is 0 degrees Pluto, 0 degrees Capricorn, and I have Chiron there, too. So it's been going over that back and forth quite a long time. And but the reason I called is because I'm wondering if you or have ever heard of this. Last night in my dream state, I had like this energy. It was in a dream form, and this shot of energy beamed into my left hemisphere, so much so that this woman was chasing me and shot this thing in my head. And I woke up with my head, with my left hemisphere buzzing for about, 10 minutes. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if that's something that the planets can cause, like, Uranus, I don't know. I've had bolts of energy rush through me like that before, but this one didn't feel all that positive, so I don't know what to make of it. Have you ever heard of anything like that?
I have in the dreamscape, and the fact that she was chasing you is letting me know, or the energy I'm getting from it is like, I would do kind of a cleanse on the left hemisphere and just switch it, because I'm not getting that there's negative energy in there at all. There is a lot of downloads going on right now, huge amounts of really positive things going on. But the fact that you were running away from this person, what do you think you were afraid of?
Well,
I mean, did you have a feeling of fear, or what was your feeling as your...
There were three incidences. The two times I got away from her and her son, and they were chasing after me and two of my grandsons who were babies. And then she sort of got a got you kind of, and it was like, geez, Louise. And it woke me up. It wasn't like a true lucid dream where you know that you're, doing this, but it was, of course, very, very real. I mean, it woke me up. And I even felt tension going down my neck for the next, 10 or 15 minutes while I, just tried to, breathe out, and I put on some spiritual music, and I just, tried to, calm myself down, because it was very intense.
The main thing I'm getting is doing a sea salt bath or something just to balance out your energy, to make sure they're only pure energy got in. I'm not seeing you in danger at all.
Okay.
I'm not, but yet at the same time, I'm really getting, you need to discern the energy and clear it to make sure it's just positive. But as she was saying the dream, I kept getting like there is some mythology associated with that. And yet I can't really, and I'm getting Greek mythology. But I'm not sure exactly which story it is of a goddess that is chasing people to really control them.
Mm-hmm.
And my question to you is, who do you feel is controlling you?
Well, I don't really feel like anyone is, to tell you the truth.
Not
my impression... Pardon?
Not even yourself?
Well, myself, yeah. You mean what aspects
you were saying
of myself are controlling me? You know, the hit I got on it, and it might have to do with this, is that the left brain is the more logical brain, right?
Right.
And I've been doing a lot of spiritual work, like all of us, and
mm-hmm.
I'm kind of thinking, like, what if whatever this energy is negative, and it's trying to stimulate my more logical side, which I have plenty of. I mean, I'm not illogical, or I have a functioning, very functioning life and everything, but, you know, and I just felt like it wasn't a positive thing. I was quite concerned about it, and I felt like it came out of the blue, and I didn't have any control over it. And so that really concerned me, you know, so I don't know what it is.
You know, and I'm getting, check on the mythology of Uranus and
okay.
see if that helps you out, because Uranus is, you know, it's out of the blue. To me, that speaks of kind of the Neptune, but also Uranus, because Uranus really is expect the unexpected, because that's what you get. It's all about surprises.
Yeah,
but
and I'm sun in Aquarius.
In some sense, it's really not that much of a surprise, because you've had this dream before, but you got away.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I had this dream happen 3 times last night. It was one continuous dream. That's what I meant.
Okay.
You know. But I have Mercury and my sun in Uranus, and I have Venus, Mars, and Jupiter in the 12th house in Pisces. So, you know, I've got both of them going, you know, in that in terms of that. So, well, okay, I'm really reaching out to people who are metaphysical to find out if they're having these big energy rushes, you know, that just are, you're not like kind of did something happen to me. It's like your whole body is going
yeah.
And it's like, whoa, what the heck is that?
I've been getting energy downloads and stuff to the point where it literally feels like I'm paralyzed.
Me too.
Because they are so intense. I just lay there and say, okay, when this clears, then I'll move on. And I just keep saying positive energy only. You know, this is loving, clearing, beautiful energy. And with it, I tend to get more vivid dreams. That are associated with a little bit about what the energy is. And what I'm getting is, because you're having so much growth, it could be a balancing aspect, the energy that was in there. And if you're always positive, sometimes you need to level it out so you're balanced. Because the shadow side, even you need it to balance.
I found early on in my life that when I would have these big, you know, really strong meditation periods and I was getting very, very high and beatific and everything, then I would have a nightmare. and it's exactly what you're saying.
The balancing part was really, I mean, a lot of people are afraid to see their shadow, but in a sense, if you get to know it, you can use it in really positive ways. And I understand that it's kind of like your warning system, your alarm system, to really say, okay, you're out of whack. Let's kind of move things back in center.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just getting, since you are very, very intuitive and very metaphysically inclined to really study and clear, that getting that little jolt to use the logic part of your brain as well, just to balance it out, makes perfect sense.
Yeah, it kind of does.
And what day did it, was this last night?
Yes.
Okay, because we are in the midst. On Tuesday was the opposition between Saturn and Uranus.
Right.
And that's all about balance.
Yes.
And integration. So it makes perfect sense. The other thing is Uranus is opposite the new moon as well. So you're kind of getting it on two ends.
And they're not like, it's not like an opposition between like Venus and something. You know, these are like very intense planets that, and they don't, you know, I mean, it's like a real bumpy ride, It's not really easy internally.
It is a really old roller coaster that is really bumpy.
Yes, really jolting to the system.
Mm-hmm.
But you have to honor both of them. I mean, they're both doing a great job at it, but it can really jolt the system. So, and then with Pluto up there, you know, it's making it even more intense.
But at least it's stationary and it's not going backwards.
Yes. This time it's going to continue going. It's not going to come back, is it? I mean, Pluto's moving forward for a long time.
Forward, yeah.
Yeah, it's been tripping back and forth.
Most planets, at least one time within the year, does do a reverse action. So it's like for a long time, and then it's good for a while. So,
yeah.
So basically, the outer planets, most of them are turning direct now very, very soon. So, and that's always a beautiful thing.
Yes, that is. And thank you very much. I don't want to monopolize your time, but I appreciate your listening to this because, as I said, I'm trying to reach out for people who have had these, you know, major energy pulses that, you know, are undeniable, you know, and what's the meaning to them? I mean, where are they coming from and how, you know, I'd be surprised if this were something I were manifesting entirely on my own, but, you know, we're pretty powerful beings, so why not, you know?
But the other thing is, though, it is a huge shift where it might be not you individually, but the conscious mass, the mass consciousness that is producing this.
Yes. And that's why I ask people, have you experienced anything like this recently, you know? Like, did you get bolted last night, you know, almost out of your bed? And but anyway, well, thank you very much for your time. What? Pardon? Thank you.
And then we're going to deal with Uranus is going backwards, Neptune, True North, and Chiron. So it's really pulling out all the stops to really clear everything, to clear things up so we can clear it out and manifest the good stuff. But like I was saying, most planets go on retrograde all the time, and it's just, you know, regrouping time. We all need to take a rest, rethink, replan, reorganize. You know, it's not a bad time to get all of this done. I mean, for me, the new moon in Virgo is hitting, you know, the sun is hitting directly on my native moon, which is in Virgo at 25. So this is really going to be a fun time. So is Saturn, is also at 25 degrees. So it's really a stabilizing time with the situation that's going on. And it's, again, if you have any questions, anything you want to discuss, you are more than welcome to call. It is 888-815-9756. It's an interesting that pretty soon we are going to be in Libra, and pretty soon right after that we do have the full moon on the 3rd of October. That is, you know, it's just time to start really manifesting. We're like, Pluto is the planet that is eliminating all the waste from our lives. You know, things that aren't working, things you aren't using. This is the time we're going to be getting rid of it, because it is sitting right now on, it's very close to the new moon. It is very much part of the Jupiter, the Chiron and Neptune conjecture. You know, it's the time, if you've got any issues with power, it's going to take center stage so you can clear it up, balance things out, get rid of the waste, and really move on. This is a major, major transition time. So, like Jackie, if you're feeling energy, if you're feeling something is a little out of whack or some rest, drink lots of water. Water is always good to drink with these heavy things going on. That and rest. Even if it's just 5-10 minutes just sitting still, just calming yourself and focusing on your breath, it is amazing what that will do to help you get through some of the rough parts of the ride that we're on right now. It is a beautiful time to manifest. And again, there's a lot of people that use different methods. I was talking to one person who really, you know, lights candles and then thinks in his mind, visualizes, has an image, feels it, done. And he does it repeatedly till it is done. That works for a lot of people. For me, it's like I said about that job situation. I said it would be really kind of nice to have that, and I let it go, and boom, that's when it happens for me. So there really is whatever works for you. There isn't a right or wrong way for manifestation. And if it isn't working one way, try another. There are so many ways on the internet that will show you how to manifest, give you different ways to do it, but the one thing that really is consistent is say what you want, ask directly what you want, make some kind of motion, some kind of action saying, yes, I truly want this, then let it go and see what happens. And for me, it's like ask, you shall receive, but you got to ask, believe that you got it, show a little action saying, yes, I truly want this, and then it's going to happen. It's very easy to do, and yet, if it's not for your highest good, for that to actually happen at this moment, remember, this is a time, still a divine timing. And even though I really feel like the divine timing and our timing is getting a little more in alignment, that we are letting go of all the things that are kind of staying in things, so all those lessons in patience, guess what? It's working out really nicely for us. But this still right now is a time of understanding that it's going to take a little time, so don't give up and keep positive thoughts. Hello, caller one. How are you?
Hey, Jennifer. It's Christina. I'm on my speakerphone, so do you hear me okay?
I hear you just fine. So what's going on? What would you like to talk about?
I have a couple of questions, but the first thing I want to do is I want to share something that I opened up about, I don't know, 15 minutes ago. And it's from a gentleman named Zig Ziglar. And Zig says, I'm so optimistic, I'd go after Moby Dick in a rowboat and take the tartar sauce with me.
That's great.
Is that like all planets lined up for the higher good or something like that?
In a way, yeah, he's definitely in what Abraham Hicks would say. He's in the vortex. He is fearless.
Be helpful. When you see a person without a smile, give him yours.
And I got to say, if there's anyone that I know that always does that, it's Chris.
Anyways, here's my serious question.
Okay.
All right. You're talking about planets, and you're talking about stars, and everything lining up, and you know that's like algebra to me. I don't really, really get it. I just know that if it's from you, I kind of like believe you. So, what does or what do the stars and the planets say about a relationship with the Sagittarius, Aquarius, and Gemini? Besides the acronym of SAG, S-A-G, but what?
Which is very interesting. Sagittarius and Gemini are opposites.
Okay.
So they are very much attracted to each other. They get along very well. They kind of definitely allow and accept each other really well.
Okay.
And you said Aquarius, correct?
Absolutely.
Okay. The Aquarian with these
family.
Three.
What would a Sagittarius, Gemini, Aquarian family be like?
Well, you got three separate signs here. Well, I take that back, because Aquarius and Gemini are air signs, so it would be very much a thinking family with the very much an action-packed, also with a Sag, which is a fire sign. So they're action-packed thinkers who are on the move is what I would pick up for that family.
It really
does depend on some of the other things, but generally, if we're just going by sun sign, that would be what I would say about that family. They think with their heads. They definitely are thinkers.
Sorry about that. How are the planets lining up for this trio? Sag, Gem, Aquarius.
Basically, right now, to be quite honest, I need to see charts, and I do general things on the planets. I don't really read the charts, and I would really have to be reading the charts to really understand what's going on. I mean, there is a lot in Virgo, which is very earth sign. That's not going to help them too much. But you've got, you know, right now, in retrograde, is Jupiter is in Aquarius, so that's not a bad thing. That's really almost, even though it's kind of holding still, there is a lot of powerful manifestation that's building up. So it's a really good time to set intentions.
Okay, so like, because I'm a Taurus and I have Aquarian moon or Aquarian horizon or whatever that is, then I need to set my intent. Oh, and I need to write my check, my prosperity check, abundance check, and I write it out for the dollar amount, and then I write in the comment, paid in full?
No, you signed in the place where you put the dollar amount, you put paid in full, then where you write out in words the amount, you put paid in full.
And you know what else? And then go buy a lottery ticket, right?
Well, you can if you want to. And then you can do law of abundance is what you sign the check.
Yeah.
And if you know, if anything, in the comment, if there's a specific thing you really want to pay off or get paid in full, my suggestion is put it there so they know where you truly want to aim something.
I did that once. I wrote something in the comment field of a check. Pastor Tom said to do that. He said, write down exactly what you want in the comment. He was asking for extra money, like, you know, everybody tithes, but then this was an extra blessing tithe.
Right.
And I forgot all about it, but it returned 1,000 times, like 18 months later, exactly what I wrote. And what I wrote was a house in Kyrene. Is that
so? It works.
Yeah, I forgot all about it. I forgot completely about it until I walked out of the title company with the house keys in my hands, and I remember Pastor Tom's words. I remember signing the check. I remember writing house in Kyrene, and I remember falling down on my knees on the black asphalt going, oh, Lord, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
So you're
right. It doesn't hurt to do it. You know, just throw it in there and put it out there and see what happens. Understand, like, it took you 18 months. It does take, it's not going to be you sign in this, and I'm not saying it's not going to happen, but most likely, especially on a house, it's going to take a little time.
Yeah, well, it took 18 months, but I forgot completely about it, so for me, it took no time.
Exactly.
I'm thinking about it. I really forgot about it.
That's
so
awesome.
That's kind of interesting. You know, okay, here's another one from Zig. Most of us would be upset if we were accused of being silly, which I get accused of being silly a lot. But the word silly comes from the old English word selig, which is spelled S-E-L-I-G, and its literal definition is to be blessed, happy, healthy, and prosperous.
Excellent. So it's good to be silly.
It is awesome being silly. So
yeah.
I just wanted to kind of like ask.
Well, I always think of it as children's play. And we all are kind of, in a way, going in the cycle that we want to find that children's innocence, because children really, they'll try anything. You know, they're fearless. They trust. They know they're okay. I mean, they
yeah.
can fall down, they get right up, and keep going again. And in many ways, that's a cycle that adults right now is they're beginning to find that innocence again, that trusting, knowing everything's great.
Well,
really
yeah,
positive,
because you're
wonderful
supposed
energy.
To be like a child in that trust and faith walk, and just walk in knowing and trust like that little child that knows and trusts mommy and daddy will be there to catch them. Mommy and daddy will always be there to catch them.
Well,
always.
You know, it's, I would say someone is, because there are some kids that the parents aren't really there for them. So I don't want to, their mommy and daddy might be God and the goddess. It could be an angel. It could be most like an angel in physical form. But
yeah, I was using
that,
mommy and daddy metaphorically, as in there is always somebody holding you up.
Right, there's
always
somebody there. And it's wonderful that, you know, children have this innocence, but again, the way society is, they're growing up way too fast, in my opinion, and not having
because they're coming
really
in with
formulate.
Older souls, older than us.
Well, it's just like, I know kids now that are like 4 or 5 years old, and they really have adult responsibilities.
Ah. Okay.
They're really not having a childhood. You know, they have to make sure they get the chores done. They have to make sure they, you know, help other neighbors out to get some money.
Well, I don't think that's different than growing up. I mean, every child is taught to be accountable and a active, equal member of the family. I mean, it used to be even harder. Kids used to have to really work their down their knuckles off. So
I understand that, but there are some times that, yes, I agree, if they're working in, like, the factories and really hard on a farm or something, yeah,
you know,
they did have to kind of lose that childhood. But in today's society, they're not being allowed to really use their imagination. Everything is given to them.
No, I think it's the TV set.
But it takes away, really, you know, it's like when I was a kid, have a piece of paper, have some crayons, draw. You don't get too many kids that are drawing. They like the concept, yet they're not being given the opportunity to.
And what are they doing if they're not coloring and being artistic?
They're playing video games. Or they're doing, you know, things on the computer, which I'm not saying the computer is a bad thing, because it does build other skills that are great. But I really think kids need to be able to go outside, run, play. It would help with a lot of situations in many ways.
Now you're making me think of the movie Wall-E, where nobody did anything like that. They just, everything was automated and
right.
They just kind of couldn't even walk. They didn't even know how to walk. Walk, what's that? So, but I don't know. I mean, I watch my granddaughters, and they're very computer literate, born with computers in their hands, basically. And they have artwork on there and graphic arts. And so they're still being creative, but it's a different tool.
Yes, it definitely, and there is different tools. it's just the interaction I have with my nephews, and most of them are more adult now, and they are very creative, and they've always been very creative in their own way. And they've been involved in sports and stuff, so they got the running and the exercise, but at the same time, it's just interesting the way they think versus they don't have a work ethic, shall we say, as much as some of the older kids. And I think now the way things are shifting, things are going to change. So, yeah, it's a time for them to take more responsibility of how they're manifesting things instantly showing up versus just assuming it's going to happen.
Okay, that's almost like, okay, well, it is going to happen.
Well, it is, but let's put it this way. They're not grateful for it.
Okay, so we all know that when you're not grateful for something, it usually knocks you on your butt, and then you get to eat humble pie, and then the only way you can go is up because you've already hit bottom. So life lessons definitely take care of that individual.
Oh, definitely, and it's just very interesting, though. I've just noticed a lot of kids that you just let them know that they should really be grateful for what. And it's just the attitude now is just different than it has been in the past.
Gosh, we only have like minutes to talk about this, but real quick, I'm going to say, children don't do any volunteer work at church. In fact, some of them don't even go to church. And
right.
they miss that community service action.
Right.
The volunteer is definitely underrated. It's something that if somebody has a low self-esteem, throw them in and get them busy being a volunteer. It'll change their whole world.
It definitely does. And that's why the Boy Scouts, the Girl Scouts, Fire Girls, those organizations are great for kids because it stretches them. It helps them expand their minds and their experiences. You know, going to a church really does bring other opportunities for people to grow.
Well, just going into country will change your whole perspective on your world.
Definitely will. So what technique do you use for manifestation, Chris?
It usually kind of like spellbounds me in my brain cell, and then I kind of like stir it around in my brain, and it's like, oh my God, that's it. And then all of a sudden, I just know. I just know that I know that I know that that's it. And then I ask for it. How's that? I ask. And
so
then I allow
basically,
it.
So you kind of like formulated in your brain to, you know, that is the right thing to know. And then you just ask, do you let it go or do you...
I let it go. I will ask for it, and sometimes I could write it down and put it on a board. But I ask for it, I let it go. And then every once in a while it'll come back into my memory, and I'll go, see, it's still in that process. And I just go, cool, and I just walk along, you know. I don't worry about it, I don't dwell on it. I don't do repetition. I believe that the universe hears you the first time, and I believe it's the universe that put that in my brain in the first place. They're just waiting for me to ask for it.
Or be open to receive it, so you can ask
totally
for it.
Oh, totally open to receiving it. And here's another thing I know. The how does not matter. That's just
right.
So mind-boggling to me. If it's meant to be, it happens.
It definitely is. I mean, there's certain things that it's just a given. But you can get in your own way of manifesting things.
No, there are
things. You can delay things.
there are a few things I've asked for that I didn't get, and I didn't understand it at the time, but I trust it nonetheless. And then maybe, oh, I don't know, a few years down the road, I would remember that, and then I go, oh, my God, thank God that didn't happen. See? For the higher good. Always for
right.
the higher good. You know, it's all in that faith walk. If it doesn't happen, trust it to be for the higher good. And it is. It, trust me, it is. Because every time I look back at things that I didn't get that I asked for, I realize it was a blessing that it didn't happen.
And it always turns out that way. Well, Chris, we've got about 2 minutes left. So I am going to say thank you very much for calling in and your comments. And also, Jackie, thank you for calling in and asking your questions. It's always fun to talk to the audience and see what's going on out there. I'm always open to listen and see what's going on with you out there. If you ever have
me email you.
Well, that was just going to do that. If you have any suggestions, and you can always contact me through my website, angelsintuition.com. I get those. I answer them as soon as I can. If you want to set up for a reading, I'm very open for that. I do have buttons, so if I'm available, you just click, and I usually pick up, and we have a reading right then and there. If you want something where it is scheduled, you just email me and we can figure that out. There is lots of information on the website. And you're welcome to just peruse. I also
recap the Sagittarius Aquarius Gemini relationship. I want to thank Seth from BBS Radio because I asked him for a question.
Oh, okay. Hi, Seth. So we're talking about death, are we?
And yepers.
I'm so laughing.
And since you
now.
Said it was all good and it's action-packed thinkers on the move, that's a
yes.
good synergy.
Yes, it is. And death is awesome. I absolutely adore him. I love talking to him and seeing what's going on with him. But time is up, so... Again, I just want to mention that I do have a newsletter that you can sign up for. It comes out usually the first week of the month. So I'm working on that. I'm actually beginning to work on that now, formulating some of the things on there. So until next time, this is Jennifer Hellman saying thank you so much for listening. I truly appreciate you. So with each breath of air, I do hope you gain some insights and inspiration. Until next time, this is Jennifer Hellman saying many blessings. And good night.